One day of practice is in the books at the Senior Bowl. This is Tony Pauline, and Tony, we're going to focus on six players, four from the South and two from the North. We're going to start first with the South. Quarterback Derek Carr of Fresno State. Linebackers Jeremiah Atashu of Georgia Tech. Adrian Hubbard of Alabama. And Keith McGill, your guy, the corner safety from Utah. Talk about those four, please.
You know, first thing is I thought Carr had a successful day. He wasn't great. He wasn't knockout, but he did basically everything that scouts asked him. He threw with great velocity, good timing. He was accurate with most of his throws. Some of the receivers had trouble holding on to his passes, but I thought he did well. I like both of the linebackers, both Hubbard and Atashu. Got to remember, Atashu was basically a defensive end by trade the first 3 years at Georgia Tech before moving to linebacker as a senior. He's a pass-rushing terror. I thought he didn't embarrass himself in space. He shows the ability to get depth on his pass drops and move laterally. Hubbard looks like a big power forward on the football field. He's effortlessly moving left to right, sideline to sideline, gets depth on his drops, made a great play in coverage. The problem is he doesn't make enough plays. He's got great potential, but he's got to start turning that potential into production. Keith McGill had his moments. I mean, he's the most impressive defensive back out there. Physically, the way he looks, he's got long arms, he's got a big body, a little bit slow in his back pedal, shows a nice burst of the ball, physically beats down the opponents to defend the pass, which is why people may shift him inside, because he sometimes struggles moving in reverse. He's better facing the action, may move him inside to safety.
And we're going to stay on defense for the obvious reason that the Packers need help on defense. And when we go to the North practice, we're going to talk about two defenders. One is Aaron Donald of Pitt, who had a kind of Eric Fisher moment here today. And the other one is Wisconsin's Chris Borland.
Yeah, I mean, Donald was unstoppable. It started at Wayne's this morning when he looked really ripped. He looked like he was in shape. He had big, strong legs, which he put to use here. I mean, you talk about that moment. He took a Cyril Richardson, who outweighs him by a good 30 pounds, and knocked him back, pancaked him to the floor, which got a rise out of scouts. But he wasn't just a power guy. He showed good quickness. He showed good athleticism, a variety of moves. It was unstoppable today for Aaron Donald, who's not even 6'1", 288 pounds, really established himself as one of the big players today. Chris Borland, again, a little bit size deficient, not even 6 foot tall, but just made play after play after play against the run, against the pass. I mean, he's a guy that Chris Borland of Wisconsin, so Green Bay Packer fans are probably familiar with him. If he was 4 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier, he's a top 10 pick in this year's draft.
And here's the best part to end this video. Almost all of those guys will be available to the Packers, you would expect.
First and second and potentially third round as well.
That's it from the first day at the Senior Bowl.